Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
The org chart of safety. What message does it send where safety is placed in an organizational chart? In some organizations, especially small ones, it may not be significantly consequential. In others, it can be extremely critical. The differences in organizational culture can both dictate where safety should be and suggest where it should not be. In one of our client organizations, safety, quality assurance, and training were all placed under the control of the VP of HR. Every individual who had served in that position had come from one of those three backgrounds and was an expert in one and a complete amateur at the other two. Three VPs in a row were weak in safety, and the results emphasized that fact. Two of the non-safety VPs had also appointed one of their former associates who knew little or nothing about safety to head the safety department. We found similar weaknesses in almost all organizations who do not have a dedicated safety professional at the highest levels or have the president or CEO lead safety personally. Another client organization had worked diligently to build trust between safety professionals and the represented workforce. They had a history of overusing discipline prior to this effort and were just beginning to overcome it when a senior leader reorganized the senior management group and put safety under the corporate council. The immediate perception of the workforce was that organization was moving back to their old stance on discipline and lining up a lawyer to lead the effort. The workers and the union protested. These are just two examples of how the placement of safety in the org chart can impact its effectiveness. Unfortunately, there's no magic answer to where it should be for all organizations. An important principle is that safety should be strategically led by organizational leaders, and safety specialists should carry out the strategic plan. When safety is delegated to non-safety or multifunctional leaders, it seldom produces excellent performance.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.